This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As the world surpasses 960,000 COVID-19 deaths and a new milestone of 31 million confirmed infections, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown. This as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatens to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The United Kingdom already has the biggest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe and the fifth largest in the world, while it is borrowing record amounts in an attempt to pump emergency money through the damaged economy. The government's chief medical advisor said Monday, if the spread of the virus in Britain continues on its current trajectory, direct deaths from it will continue to rise, potentially exponentially, meaning, he said, quote, doubling and doubling and doubling again, and you can quickly move from really quite small numbers to really very large numbers. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is due to speak Tuesday. The United States is approaching the milestone of 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus, say experts monitoring the outbreak, and the country has more than 6.8 million infections, according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. leads both categories worldwide. The race to produce a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine has sustained another setback. Britain's Telegraph newspaper reported Sunday, late-stage human trials of an experimental vaccine in the U.S. have been paused due to concerns over a possible adverse side effect. Some countries are reporting progress in the fight to contain the spread of COVID-19. Monday, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern lifted restrictions for all of the country except Auckland after authorities posted no new cases. In Australia, Victoria State reported its smallest one-day jump since mid-June, and in India, they reopened the Taj Mahal. This is VOA News. Monday, the Trump administration announced new sanctions against Iran's defense ministry and others involved in Tehran's nuclear and weapons program to support U.S. assertion that all U.N. sanctions against Tehran are now restored, a move key allies such as the Europeans dispute. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, flanked by other top members of President Donald Trump's national security team, also told reporters Washington had imposed new sanctions on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who has forged closer ties between Caracas and Tehran. ByteDance and Oracle Corp issued conflicting statements Monday over the terms of a deal they agreed with the White House over the weekend, casting doubt over President Donald Trump's preliminary blessing of the agreement. China's ByteDance was racing to avoid a crackdown on its short video app, TikTok, after the U.S. Commerce Department said Friday it would block new downloads and updates Sunday. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has demanded Russia return the clothes he was wearing on the day he fell ill in Siberia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In a blog post, Navalny says the nerve agent was found in and on his body, adding the clothes taken off him when he was hospitalized after collapsing on a Russian flight are very important material evidence. He demands they be carefully packed in a plastic bag and returned to him. In a statement, Navalny has blasted Russian authorities for not launching a criminal probe into what happened to him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia sees minimal chances of extending the New START treaty with the United States, the last major nuclear arms pact between the two countries, because it does not accept conditions set out by Washington. That's what Russia's deputy foreign minister was quoted as saying Monday. His comments came after the U.S. special presidential envoy for arms control told a Russian newspaper Moscow must accept a joint agreement with the U.S. Pressure is mounting on United States senators to support or oppose a quick vote to fill Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Standing together last night at a Brooklyn memorial to Ginsburg, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez vowed to fight Republicans.
She said, "My most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed."
We need to make sure that this vacancy is protected.
It takes four Republicans to break ranks to keep President Trump's nominee off the court.
Two have already said it. We need two more.
That audio courtesy of WNYW. Julie Walker, New York.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.